You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Happy purple. Maybe the purplest of Fridays we've had in quite some time, yeah?
Happy purple Friday. Happy wild card weekend. It's going to be a good weekend in Baltimore for sure.
Wild card weekend, too. A lot going on, man. Welcome to the show. The week that has never seemed to end is hopefully for you coming to an end today. 6 o'clock club, what's up? Check in with us. Man, this week. Okay, 50% of us went to the holiday party last night. And I want you to guess which 50% of us actually showed up to the party.
Purple Jen said, P.S., how was the work party?
So we were telling you this time yesterday, we were really debating. Our company decided to throw a holiday party the first Thursday, which y'all already know how this week has been. The first Thursday after the holidays.
Like the first full week after the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, y'all, honestly, do we need to go to this? Like, would you go to this? Y'all got the same schedule we do. Would y'all go to this holiday? Yeah, Christmas was a month ago, basically. Like, would y'all go to this or not? Because we didn't want to go.
I think for different reasons, too. One, like, it's freezing outside.
Yes.
Obviously, all of us are on the same schedule. But for me personally, I had my first week back with my personal trainer at Merit, and I always train on like Thursday evenings. And this week I've been really trying to get back to my normal life since like the holiday craze that I was. And all of us are just kind of like stuck in that like holiday time.
Of course.
And so I felt like uncomfortable from both ends of like feeling judged at work and then also feeling judged by him. And people who have personal trainers, you know exactly what I mean. Like, I knew when I texted him that like I had a work party to go to, inside I was like, he probably thinks I'm lying.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I would too though, wouldn't you?
He's like, he thinks I'm giving up.
If I was a personal trainer, I'd be like, weak.
And I didn't want to handle that.
But I'll tell you what, we got a text yesterday and I forget who it was from.
It was Joe in Pennsylvania.
Joe made a really good point where I think Jess and I were like, damn it, man, we should go. He said, what'd he say?
He said something along the lines of like having a different perspective on the situation. Because I would say 90% of the 6 o'clock club was like, nah, don't go. Shout out Randy. But Joe is like, different perspective. You know, the rest of the team also helps you do what you do. So it'd be nice at least to go and say hi.
It's true.
And that basically made me change my mind.
It like solidified the deal for us.
And I went to the work party. Charlotte went to the work party.
Yeah.
And who didn't go?
Holding his record strong.
Wait, what? I don't think you should be getting champion music. This is me. Okay, no. This is for me and Charlotte. Yes, that's right, everybody. Five years strong still as the member on the show, the long-running member of Showing Face on behalf of the Kramer and Jess show is me, Jess. And thankfully, Charlotte, I'm not alone anymore. Charlotte was there as well. Thank you very much, Charlotte. I appreciate you.
Holding his record strong for, I think, 3 years now, not going to the holiday party. It was your boy, Krames. Not in attendance last night. No, I will say I did have a good reason, y'all. Like, my Jeep decided to blow up yesterday. And
people were talking so much trash. They're like, wow, now he actually has a good reason to say why he couldn't come tonight.
I know. And bro, I milked everyone. And I milked it too. I was texting.
And everyone knew.
And I made sure everyone knew that my car was like in bad shape before I left. I was like, oh, my car. I went to our GM's office. I was like, girl, my car. My car. Now, could I have gotten up here? Probably. But I was like, my car.
Overall, though, really nice. And I think something that I shared with Charlotte yesterday, and like one of the reasons why, and this is just a complete selfish reason as to why I don't like going to things like this, because it's always on a Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Is I get jealous that I can't hang out like I want to hang out.
Yeah,
because everyone's having a good time and they like stay late. Because a lot of like the rest of the building, besides everyone who's on air in the morning, everyone else gets to work from home, right? So everyone's having like fun cocktails, espresso martinis, and this and that and this and that. And then I was the first one to leave after we finished all the activities, and I was so mad because I wanted to stay and hang out and I couldn't.
Nope,
so selfishly, I get annoyed at that. But overall, it was actually really, really fun. And I I won a new Ravens beanie just in time for playoffs. How cute is this?
I thought a cat ears on it. No, it's cute.
Just a pom-pom.
It's super cute. Mm-hmm.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Happy Purple Friday. Today is the last day. The official playoff pop-up flock shop will be open at M&T Bank Stadium. The shop is open in Gate A starting at 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. tonight. They do have free parking for you that's going to be available in Lot B, and fans will be able to purchase last-minute playoff t-shirts, jersey, and a ton of other apparel. The Ravens wild card playoff game versus the Steelers is tomorrow night, Saturday at 8 p.m. Snow is expected to be gone by kickoff at the bank, but temperatures are going to be very, very cold, especially with the wind chills falling into the team. So the team is advising fans bundle up.
Number two.
Bath & Body Works is launching a surprise collab for Valentine's Day. They have partnered with the iconic Candy Sweethearts. The line of 20 different products includes skincare, candles, decor, all the accessories. And they're also a brand new limited edition fragrance, especially for this collection called Forever Sweet. That's going to officially launch in stores January 13th.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Number one.
Nelly and Ashanti are getting a docuseries. The couple is reportedly filming the new series for Peacock. Now, the two have been filming for the last few months. And Nelly and Ashanti dated years ago before getting back together in 2023. And then they got married that year. And they also welcomed their first child together last year as well.
I didn't realize that they were even still like a thing.
Wait, really?
Like until they had a baby a year ago. Like I didn't even realize.
Last year?
Which, by the way, that's like every 2000s. When were they popular? Like 2000?
Yeah, early 2000s.
Like that's every 2000 dream of ours come true.
Yeah.
Right? And yes, I want to know every.
Ashanti was my queen. Still my queen.
Still
my queen.
I saw her not too long, maybe 5 years ago. And I was like, I mean, I don't know. Can she still? And you saw Nelly. Like, we've both seen both of them in
I've seen both artists.
In the last couple of years?
Yeah.
Still
Nelly.
Got it.
Nelly! Yeah, oh my God. Y'all, when Nelly was at the state fair a couple years ago, Heartland! He's like, when I say heart, you say land. And I'm telling you, like, he sounded so good. He looked so good. He sounded like you were listening to him on the radio, and he was rapping live. It was incredible. Yeah. It's so much fun. So congratulations to them. And I am very excited to see this docuseries. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Let's talk to Adam from Owings Mills. Adam, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I would say you're doing great. Explain to everyone why you're doing so great right now.
So my husband and I are about to adopt our foster daughter of 2 years.
Friggin' love that. Love that. And what is her name?
Alina.
How long has this process been for you and your husband?
Oh, we've been doing foster care for 6 years now.
Wow.
And she's the first one to stay.
Oh, that's incredible. I could cry thinking about just the blessing for your family, but I'm also just so thankful for you and your husband because you're making such an impact on so many kids. And I'm just so thankful to you for what you guys have done the last 6 years.
Thank you. I need to shout out to our community.
Please.
Because without them and their support, this little girl would not be as spoiled as she is.
Oh, that's so sweet. I mean, how does this, I mean, obviously this is, I mean, been a whole process. So how does today and this weekend make you feel?
I have no words to describe how excited, happy we are.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing could break this.
I'm just so happy for your daughter because she has some amazing dads.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited to share it with the world.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three.
Three.
With Jess.
All right. Love that. Let's get going.
Number three.
The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner confirmed just before 1 a.m. that the death toll from the fires currently hitting Los Angeles has risen to 10. There was a glimmer of good news last night as it was confirmed that the massive Palisades fire was now considered to be 6% contained. Los Angeles police arrested a possible arson suspect yesterday afternoon. They suspect in connection with the Kenneth fire. According to KTLA, residents spotted the man trying to light a fire and actually held him down until police police could arrive to take him into custody. AccuWeather now estimates that the total damage from the Los Angeles fires in California could reach $150 billion. Jamie Lee Curtis and her family announced that they will donate $1 million towards California wild relief efforts.
Wait, you're telling me somebody's out here lighting these fires?
That, unfortunately, that's also been part of the conversation as well.
I, for some reason, did not realize all of them?
I don't know about all of them. Obviously, this suspect is just in connection to the Kenneth fire as far as, you know, an arson suspect. But you also got to think about, too, and what's an unfortunate possibility is maybe, you know, some of them could also possibly be like an accident, you know, like taking hikes in the hills and like maybe someone smoking a cigarette and tossing it out. Like there are highly flammable plants in that area.
Right.
Number two.
Krispy Kreme and Pop-Tarts have collaborated to introduce a limited time Krispy Kreme Pop-Tarts Crazy Good Donuts collection that features three new flavors, two of which literally come with mini Pop-Tarts on top. The flavors include strawberry, chocolate, and brown sugar cinnamon. They're available for a limited time, and they're also selling half dozen boxes in grocery stores. And this has Purple Friday treat yourself vibes all over it.
I like that.
Number one.
Wild Card Weekend is here, which means playoff Purple Friday Caravan is back, and the Ravens will be making stops throughout Howard County this morning. Stops include Duncan and Jessup on Washington Boulevard. They're going to be at M&T Bank in Ellicott City on Baltimore National Pike. Also heading to Verizon Wireless in Columbia on Snowden Square Drive. And the final stop, Safeway in Ellicott City on Montgomery Road. The team hasn't announced the specific times for each stop yet, so make sure to keep an eye out for the playoff Purple Friday Caravan and just stay up to date on their socials. Kickoff for the Ravens playoff game against the Steelers tomorrow night is at 8 p.m.
If you opened your weather app today and saw that snow still coming in, I think it's 70% this morning, Jess has told us, it's supposed to be done by kickoff, correct?
So the snow, we're mainly going to be getting hit with the snow for like midnight through 10 a.m. Saturday morning. There might be light snow showers throughout mid-morning, but because we have a night game, thankfully, that gives the bank plenty of time to clear the field for kickoff at 8. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
I think his wife made like the second biggest marital blunder you can make. Like, obviously, it's not as big as cheating, but I would say like right after cheating, you don't do this in a marriage. You don't do it. We'll talk about it with Forgive or Forget in a second. First, we do this.
R.
Come on, give me an A.
A.
Now give me a V.
V.
Now give me an E.
V.
Now give me an F.
N.
Give me an S.
S.
What's that spell?
Raven.
That's right. Y'all, this is called the Flock Line. We got a massive football game coming up. It's going to be a very cold football game.
Mm-hmm. Bundle up.
We got to preheat the oven today. You know what I'm saying? If you've never been here, that was dumb. This is if you've never been here for a Flock Line before, this is truly, if you're a Ravens fan and you don't participate, are you really a Ravens fan? I would argue. Jess, what is this?
It's a Purple Friday in Baltimore, and we are hosting the biggest pep rally in the state.
This is Colleen from Glen Burnie.
Go Ravens! Let's beat them squealers! That's all now!
Love the enthusiasm.
I just love that whenever you cheer for your team, it's like a tone you get it. You like, let's go! Like, we all do it.
Like, it's like the baby voice almost.
Exactly.
But like the,
it's the baby voice, but like football version.
866 Flock Line call.
My name's Adam. I'm from Glen Burnie. And go Steelers!
No!
Woo! Boo Ravens! I'm all for the Steelers this year. Let's go Steelers!
What is that?
Bye, everyone. Have a great day and a great weekend and happy Yellow Friday.
Why? Who is Adam?
The condescending tone.
It's so condescending.
Was irritating,
there
Adam.
There was so much
Have a good day. Well wishes, everybody. Drive safe and go Steelers.
Who is that?
No, Adam.
Who knows Adam? There's somebody listening right now that knows. Like, Adam's not going to call himself out. But there's somebody right now that knows Adam, and I want you to...
No, don't. Sure he's probably going to call back. Like, don't. No, Adam, we're done with you.
866 Flock Line. That's ridiculous.
It's round one of the playoffs, and it's a rivalry clash. Heck, it's the real-life version of the Monster Mash. It's Ravens versus Steelers in Baltimore. Oh, just wait till they see what we have in store. We're going to send the ball flying while the Steelers will simply be trying to stay alive for the whole game without even crying. Oh, what a delight on Saturday night to see the Ravens in the playoffs ready for a fight. A victory is in sight, so let's play this game right and give the Steelers a fright enough to put out their fight. R-A-V-E-N-S Ravens! Let's kick these Steelers out of the playoffs, baby. Jake from Westminster signing off. Yes! Let's go, Ravens!
Yes, Jake! Let's go!
Maybe his best work yet, man.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, this is Derek from Baltimore. Derek, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I really need an apology for my wife just trashed all of my childhood memories. All of them.
Oh my God. What is that?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
I was putting away the Christmas decorations and stuff in the basement. Mm-hmm. And that's where I keep like all of my memories, all of my stuff, all of my important comic books, action figures, stuff from my fraternity. All of it was gone. And I thought she had moved it to the garage or something. But when I talked to her, she had thrown everything away. All of it.
Why would she do that?
Well, she's on some kind of kick. She wanted yoga stuff in the basement, and it's a new year, so we're cleaning up to make more space. But she didn't talk to me about it at all. Yeah, I'm heartbroken.
I have to ask, have there ever been conversations between the two of you of how to store it, actually?
Yeah, we have had some. There's been a couple blow-ups and some other kind of conversations about how I keep everything and I should go through it and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
so this has been a point of contention.
Yeah, it has. But she tossed everything. I mean, I thought that maybe we could have a conversation about maybe some of it going, but I don't know what to do.
Damn, that doesn't feel right to me. I don't really care what, like, just tossing everything.
I'm curious to hear her side of the story, because I do feel for you, Derek. I think this is heartbreaking. However, just from experience of, like, witnessing my parents' conversations between the two of them, I've definitely seen my mom do some things like this.
Same thing.
Like, for years, my mom has tried to get my dad to, like, organize certain things in the garage, yeah. And it's just stayed there forever, and then finally she was sick of it, because it was, like, blocking where her car was. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, she just got pissed, and she just threw it out. You know what I mean?
Well, what can we do for you today? Like, can we get the stuff back at this point, or do you want...
I think it's gone forever. Yeah. I just want an apology or some sort of dialogue to kind of patch things up, because I'm feeling really dejected, you know?
And she's not giving that to you face-to-face?
No, she thinks it's silly. She didn't think it was anything super important. So and I guess to most people it wouldn't be, but it was to me.
So right. You want an apology, and you also want her to understand where you're coming from and to at least acknowledge that.
Yeah, I just want her to know that was important stuff to me. Like, that's stuff that I'll never see again, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It was like shoes from college that I ran track with, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we could try. If you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, how this works is we reached out to Natalie and we're like, hey, we host a radio show here in town. There's somebody that wants to bring you on our forgiveness segment. We'd love to have you on. The only caveat is we won't let you know who it is, though, until you actually do come on the segment. She thinks it's her sister for some reason, which I don't know what that's about. But when we do, actually bring her and Derek together, will she realize or will everyone agree that it is absolutely the wrong thing to do just to throw your partner's stuff out without their approval? God. Hi, Natalie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you again for agreeing to come on with us. They appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know this is a segment about forgiveness. I know you also don't know who wanted to bring you on, but we know that you at least have an idea of who might, and that is who?
I think it's my sister, because I made an apple pie when we met for Christmas. I forgot that her husband was allergic to apples, and so she got pretty angry about that.
Oh, no. That's an accident, though.
Well, I've done it before, so I should remember, but I forgot. I love apple pies, you know?
Well, it's not your sister, but I feel for you on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. No, it has nothing to do with an apple pie. The person that actually wanted to bring you on today is actually your husband. Is Derek.
Why?
Well, you remember when you threw all my stuff out?
Are you serious?
I'm pretty upset by all that, you know? You should have talked to me about it.
Well, I have talked to you about it. You've had these garbage bags in the basement for years. They had dust. They had even, like, little bugs and stuff. You've had time to clean them up and get them out of the house. We've talked about this before.
But it was a lot of really important stuff.
Our understanding is that he had made it clear to you that he wanted to keep these things and that you tossed them without his knowledge.
Well, he's had 7 years to fix these things and he's done nothing.
Okay, so I think that it's unfortunate that all of his things got tossed, but I was curious about the amount of communication between the two of you regarding his things and if you had given him enough chances or just at least had discussions about how he wanted to store this stuff.
Absolutely. Plenty of discussions. But we have two kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're at the age now where our son is playing basketball and sports, and he needs a space for all his sport equipment. So, you know, we need room for our kids, too.
Well, what are the roles reversed, though? What if that's something that you wanted to keep, though, and all of a sudden he just threw it out?
Well, that wouldn't happen because what I need to keep is not going to be taken up half the basement.
You got the rest of the house. You have everything. That's all I had was the little corner of the basement.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right to me. Everyone's going to be, 1,000% of people are going to be sitting here.
Y'all, we're talking about 7 years. Natalie has been trying to get her husband to like figure out what to do with his stuff. And now she's the bad guy because she finally got tired of it and is doing something about it.
And Garage Boy throws out something that you told him specifically you wanted to keep.
All I'm saying is the things that I care about, I'm not gonna like get all gross and nasty in a garbage bag and have bugs in there and stuff like that.
Do you, Natalie, now that you, I mean, obviously Derek's made it pretty clear it upset him and we can't get the stuff back, but do you feel like you owe him an apology for this?
Absolutely not. I just can't believe he's trying to make people feel sorry for him over this garbage.
Derek, is it garbage or is it your stuff?
Like, it is my stuff. There was garbage in there, but there was also a bunch of good stuff in there.
Yeah,
near the bottom.
Like, this is this man's stuff.
He said there was garbage, but
this is man's possessions. Like, yeah. Damn. Okay, no. Are you guys okay if we take calls really quick?
Sure.
Okay, 410-583-1065. Natalie was like, yo, I'm sick of Derek, my husband's stuff. Just, it's been down the basement forever.
For 7 years.
He said he's going to clean it up. He hasn't cleaned it up, and she just tossed it out. Like, is she in the wrong? Does she owe him an apology for this?
This is Bonnie on 5 from Baltimore.
Bonnie!
Hello! Good morning.
Does Natalie owe an apology? Does she owe an apology or no?
I do feel that she owes an apology. I think this is how I think this should have been handled, perhaps, just my opinion.
Of course.
Is it Derek? I'm sorry.
Yes,
Derek.
Derek and Natalie.
Derek did admit that there was, quote, a lot of garbage.
Right.
So maybe she could have organized it and put all of the trash garbage in some bags for him to look through to confirm that it was all garbage. And then maybe separate out the other items that were important to him. And I'm just saying, if there was 12 totes, maybe it could have been consolidated to one tote.
That sounds very mature.
I just kind of defending Natalie a little bit. I think that she even said that she had gotten things for him to organize it. And I just think it's unfair that it's put on her when she's asked him to do this for his things for the last 7 years. And now it's still on her to clean up his mess when she's asked him to do that.
410-583-1065.
This is Kat on 1 from Manchester.
What's up, Kat?
Hey, I think Derek owes Natalie an apology.
Really?
Go on.
He left his stuff sitting in garbage bags for 7 years. And I'm sure she asked him to take care of it and organize it and go through it, and he did not. Mm-hmm. That's on him.
So she could just throw it out?
I think so, too. I think so, too.
She could just throw it out, then?
If it was that important to him, he should have gone through it. He admitted there was garbage in there. So go through your stuff, put it into some better storage bins or boxes.
Why does it matter what it's in? Why does it matter what it's in?
But Natalie even said how nasty it turned into, like all the dust that was collecting on these garbage bags for 7 years, and she was asking him over and over again. At that point, I would feel disrespected, to
Wait,
be honest
Kat,
with you.
Yeah. Kat, you're telling me, so if roles were reversed, are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, so if your partner, if you had stuff in the basement, and it was like stuff from like your college years, whatever, childhood, and you left it in bags, and your partner threw it out, you'd be like, well, that's fine, because I left it sitting down there.
For 7 years, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for all 7 years.
That's what we need to hear.
I didn't care enough to take care of it, so yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We hear that. Let's talk to Lisa. We'll have Lisa. Lisa, you get a final vote here. We're kind of split. Do you feel like Natalie should apologize?
I do, because yeah. I feel that if it was my husband, I would have said, look, we're going to the basement now, not wait till you were gone. I thought that was sneaky.
Oh, yeah. at least tell him, like, hey, just FYI, I'm
make
about to throw
come.
This away.
So. Make him come with you now.
Yeah.
Take time out of both your lives and go get it. I've been with my husband 40 years, 40. And I would be furious if he did that to me.
After 7 years of it sitting there?
I don't care. That's a little part of the basement that I've gave my life to for 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Thank you, Lisa.
Natalie, I mean, it seems like most people are saying that you should, you gotta apologize in the situation. So like,
well, I mean, I can say I'm sorry, but I don't mean it one bit.
Girl, I feel like you gave him 7 years of time.
No, seven years' time to get
his stuff together. And honestly, if you really love something, why did it get all nasty and dingy like that?
It's
you know what
stuff.
I mean?
Nuh-uh. Okay, then even if you don't mean it, can we get an apology then? I don't mean an apology.
No.
Okay. Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Now.
Trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
There's a Saturday snow chance for Maryland. The majority of the snow will wrap around sunrise on Saturday. So there could be a few lingering light snow showers through mid-morning, but it doesn't look like a lot. So, Flock, what does that mean for the Ravens-Steelers playoff game tomorrow night? Thankfully, it's a night game. So we have plenty of time to clean up before kickoff at 8 p.m. Skies will clear out, but it is going to be very, very cold. Temperatures will be in the upper 20s for kickoff and a few degrees cooler by halftime. We're talking wind chill, like 10 to 15 degrees colder. Broadway star Samantha Pellino is set to sing the national anthem, and Baltimore's very own all-time low is set for the halftime performance.
We asked this question in reverse, and we couldn't find anybody, but we said, is there anybody that literally the cold is going to keep you away from this game? I don't think so.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's anyone that's like, nah.
If you got tickets, you're definitely
going to go. You're absolutely going to go.
Number two.
A man from Glen Burnie, Maryland has made national news after turning a frustrating highway encounter into a life-changing moment, winning $500,000 in the lottery. After being cut off by another driver, he actually used the license plate number from that car that was in the incident to play 10 identical $1 pick five tickets, which ended up being a $50,000 win for each, getting him $500,000. The Glen Burnie native plans to use his prize money to pay off bills and make some investments.
Yo, who is this?
That's amazing.
Who is this? I know somebody's going to tell us who this is. The lottery won't release names on these, so we can't go find these people. That's a wild opportunity. Can you imagine?
Talk about karma. I love that.
If you know who this is, will you let us know? Or if this is you, we got a lot of people, a lot of fam down in Glen Burnie. let us know, because we'd love to get that story, that full story on the radio. 410-583-1065.
Number one.
Ariana Grande might be getting ready to add just a bit more to her Eternal Sunshine album. The actress shared with Access Hollywood while she was on the red carpet before the Golden Globes that she hasn't actually been working on any new music, but did have music she made last year ready to come out at some point. And it's actually an extension of Eternal Sunshine. It's an attachment that she recorded last year while she was recording her album that she originally released. So that does exist. It'll be new music for us. Is it new music completely? Not necessarily, but we are looking at a deluxe album. And it's going to come out at some point. She didn't share exactly when the attachment comes out, but that it's definitely on the way.
It'll be smart for her, right? Like, yeah. She's got kind of got the world's attention right now after Wicked, and she's, yeah, like, it'd be dumb not to, especially if she doesn't want to go back and do a whole nother album right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, yeah, she saved that. Eyes. I'm sure that, yeah, was, like, on purpose.
Do the Taylor Swift thing. Just keep releasing the same old thing over and over and over again, and they'll keep buying it.
It's not old. It's, like, it's music that they haven't released yet, so it's still new.
That was a little bit to pick on you.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Happy Purple Friday. Good morning.
We call this next segment Friday Cry-Day.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Jess said no to this segment for months.
A while, yeah.
Yeah. She said it sounds dumb and I won't do it.
I didn't say, I just didn't want to do it. I say it was just like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, you said
like
it was dumb.
That.
And then we tried it and now it's.
No, I have to do it.
Yeah, now she's forced to.
Had to do it then? Have to do it now, but I do it for y'all.
But you like it, right?
I do it for you guys.
Yeah. This is called Friday Cry Day. If you don't know much about Jess, you should know at least one thing. She's a very sensitive person, and we turn into a little bit of a game here on Friday. What we're going to do right now is Jess is going to present to you three potential reasons of why she may have cried this week. And now you, as an intelligent human being like you are going to try to guess which one of these three stories actually made Jess cry, using either context clues about what you know about Jess, or just the way she told the stories themselves. If you win, you do get a prize. Let's go. Sit back, relax, enjoy the tears. This is Friday Cry Day. Story number one.
Story number one. I took my car in to get looked at, but it was going to be a little bit. So as they like assessed the whole engine light situation, but I hadn't eaten lunch yet. And I was like starving at this point. And at the bottom of the hill, there was a smoothie place. The only thing was that it was 36 degrees outside, but it felt like 17 with the wind chills. And I thought, you know, I have my jacket, my gloves. I can handle this. Well, midway down the hill on my way to food, I realized I could not handle this. So I had a meltdown midway trying to decide, do I keep going? Do I turn around? And I just got, and then by not moving, I was getting even colder and I began to cry in the freezing cold and I ended up running the rest of the way to the smoothie place.
It's the worst.
It was freezing.
Like, you think you got it. We all think we got it.
My face started peeling after like my face being exposed. Like literally.
It's red. It's bad. All right, story number two.
Story number two, Garage Boy's mom, my mother-in-law, sent us Christmas gifts, and they arrived this week. We actually had no idea she was sending us something, so it was a complete surprise. And it was just this, like, huge box full of gifts. And we still have all of our Christmas decorations up. So we literally put on Christmas music and opened the presents under the tree. And I felt like Cindy Lou Who finding her love for Christmas again. And it was just, I just started crying. It was so nice. It was like Christmas extended.
But like, when you taking those down? For
I don't
real,
know.
Is he on the same page as you are, though?
We like, love it. It's just like, we just love it.
It's the 10th, though.
At this point, it's
way
like,
over.
What if we just turned our apartment into like a Christmas apartment?
All year?
Like all year.
That sounds...
Like in Only Murders in the Building, if you know, you know. But like one of the characters just has like a Christmas apartment.
It sounds like it'll be the psycho neighbor at that point.
Not really.
They'll come looking for bodies.
No.
Story number three.
Story number three, when Garage Boy and I went home to California for the holidays, we stayed with my parents who have two dogs, Suki and Rain, and the dogs basically run the house. But we were home for 10 days, which is the longest amount of time we've been home since moving away. And I really got used to them, especially like waking up in the morning and saying good morning to them. And I was cooking dinner and I was telling my husband, like, I just miss saying good morning, girls, in the morning. And I just don't have anyone to say good morning to. And I literally started to cry thinking about them.
Because of the dogs.
Because I miss them.
All right. So which one of those was the real cry for the week? You got three stories. One of those stories actually made Jess cry. Two of those did not. And that's where the game comes in. And you just hop on the phone now. Welcome back to Friday Cry Day. This is a Mix 106.5 exclusive. There's no, I don't think any other radio station has stolen our bit yet.
No.
Because it's pretty dumb.
They're probably like, we don't want to do that. No, thank you. I don't think anyone willingly wants to actually share what's going on emotionally, which I respect.
Wait, really quick.
I get it. Like, it's not, you know, I don't want anyone listening think that this is like a normal thing anyone in our industry does. You know what I mean? I really am kind of letting you look behind the curtain a little bit. I try to make it as light as possible.
Just so you
but
know,
it could get dark any second.
That's how this works in radio, is if somebody in a different city does like a really good bit, like a lot of us will steal the bit and do it in our own cities. But when you do a bit and nobody copies it, you really got to wonder why. Okay, so nobody's doing Friday Cry anywhere but here in Baltimore, Maryland, baby. Which one of these was the real cry? Let's go to Courtney first from Glen Burnie. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Which one of these do you think was the real cry?
I think story number three with the dog.
Story number three. Jess misses her family dogs. Now, why do you think it was that one?
Because dogs are so cute and perfect, and they make me cry when I have to leave mine. Mm.
It's a pretty good deduction. I mean, animals bring out emotions in the best of people. I wouldn't think that would be the answer. Jess isn't really like a wildly emotional animal person. I wouldn't go with that one, but we'll see. Jess, is that the real cry for the week?
It is the real cry.
That's the real cry.
You guys, I'm cooking dinner in the kitchen. I'm literally cooking dinner, and I look over to my husband, and I'm like, don't you miss just saying good morning to the girls every day? Like, really? Because I'm like, because we would get up, and we would be like, good morning, girls. I'm like, and they would run across. They're like,
the little nails on the floor.
Little nails, yes, on the floor. Oh, and they're God, like, ah! And I was like, like every single, I would literally, yes, not say good morning to anyone else, no, for like at least the first 15 minutes. And then I'd be like, oh, hey, mom and dad, like, how'd you sleep? Like, for literally almost 15 minutes, it was just me and the dogs. And now that I'm at back here in Baltimore, the silence is loud.
Right?
The silence is so loud. Well, and I started crying.
Do you get it with Kiki now? 15 years with Kiki?
No, like, of course. No, and listen, I've had pets before. And like, I am an animal person, but like my animals. I'm like that. You know what I mean?
Totally. 100%.
And it's been a really long time because my cat passed away a long time ago. So I've gotten used to that.
Yeah.
But then being back home and being with them for so long, I am so sad. I'm so sad right now.
Courtney, you know your tears.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.